A word for you from Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. How appropriate this word is, and it's in the midst of very important wisdom from God regarding the lips, the tongue, the rash words, which are like sword thrusts in verse 18, the importance of being diligent, prudent. And here it looks at an angle that does affect God's people, and it shows us the foolishness of being anxious. For when we are told that anxiety weighs a man's heart down, it is so true in every circumstance in the Old and the New Testament. After all, didn't Jesus say, "Be not anxious, don't be troubled about tomorrow, for your Father knows what you need"? You see, if you allow anxiety to rule in you, to be there for any length of time, you'll find that the longer it is there, the heavier you will become, till eventually the lead reaches even your feet and it feels like you can't move. You don't want to be with God's children. You don't want to venture out and fulfill the Great Commission because you are weighed down. In Hebrews chapter 12, when it speaks about running the race, it says, "Throw off every encumbrance, everything that weighs you down, everything that is sinful, which weighs you down." And sometimes what is sin to you is actually anxiety. And sometimes the anxiety is laughable in that they are things that you've been anxious about before, and God proved you wrong. He showed you that He is faithful, and yet you are anxious yet again about the same thing. If you want to be weighed down and live a life of depression, well, anxiety is the way to go. And this is surely going to happen in your life because God promises you that if you're anxious, you will be weighed down. But the opposite side is, a good word makes him glad. Sometimes that's a good word from a neighbor, from a fellow brother or sister in Christ. Maybe you need to give that good word. But above all, it's the good word of God. When you take God's word at face value, you believe it, it will make you glad.